Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Now, it's been revealed this week that the popular retailer Marks & Spencer has reversed its decision to ban the use of alpaca wool in their clothes in the UK. They originally banned the fibre in 2020 following pressure from the campaign group PETA, who raised concerns around the welfare of shearing the animals. Since then, confidence has been restored following the launch of a voluntary programme called the Responsible Alpaca Standard. But how popular is alpaca wool here in Ireland? Well, joining us now is Paul O'Brennan, who's Vice Chair of the Alpaca Association of Ireland. And you're welcome, Paul. What's your reaction, firstly, to this news from the UK?
Good evening, Sarah. Well, it's very welcome. I think there was a mistake in the first place. I think anyone that thought alpacas were cruelly treated by being shorn is incorrect. They're very happy when they've got very heavy fleece, very happy to get it off at least once a year. We do it once a year with usually about 4 to 5 kgs of wool taken off fleece, taken off the animal. So you can imagine in the heat, they're very, very happy to have that. And they're normally roped, which might sound like it's cruel, but it doesn't. It relaxes them because they're stretched out. There's somebody holding their head while the shearer takes the saddle off, what we call from the back, the lower part of the neck, to the tail, down around their belly, and that's the best part. Then they take off the neck, and even the waist wool is valuable. Even the waist wool is worth roughly €1 a kilo, where a sheep wool is worth maybe 90 cent. And the main part of the saddle is worth anything from 20 to 60, 70 euros a kilo, if you have enough of it. And so it's very, very popular. It's no allergies whatsoever. It doesn't have any oils or lanolin, so it's easy to clean. There's no pollution from it. So talking to your Green Party people there, I'd say they should be supporting it in Ireland.
Yeah. Well, I know that the original PETA investigations had found, you know, crying and vomiting alpacas tied up and having their wool taken off them. They found lots of abuse.
Well, it wouldn't be vomiting, that's for sure. They might spit when they're stressed, if they get stressed. So normally, like, these are, you know, these are domesticated animals. But if they're not handled, they will be a little bit more skitty, no more than any animal. So, you know, yeah, you could have a screaming child getting a haircut, but they still get the haircut. But normally, You could sort of put a mask on them, like blink, you know, like you see a horse with blinkers, so it's not distracted. You can do that too.
So there's ways to manage it, basically, to keep them calm and less stressed.
And there's always somebody at the head of the animal, so that they're not wavering around. So stretched out and two loops on the front and on the back. They're stretched out. You do one side and you just flip them over. They're on a rubber mat. And do the other side, and the saddle is off. At that point, then, it takes at most 6 minutes to do one with a professional shearer.
Okay, and that's once a year.
So I'll be doing once a year. Each animal I do once a year. I'll be doing 80 on Friday. I've already done 80 at the end of March. Our show animals, we'd have one full fleece on them because our national show is then at the end of March.
And so, what do you do then with the wool? What happens to it?
Well, we used to send it to England or into Eastern Europe. Now there's a woolen mill up in Coleraine, which is fantastic news for Ireland. It moved out of the UK and it's up in Coleraine, so we can just travel up and hand it over. Now, they have minimum quantities. And as an alpaca association, we are arranging gathering, you know, large amounts of it. So it's easier for the mill. They don't have to change anything if they've got, you know, 50 or 100 kilos of black alpaca wool, which would be the natural colour of the dark ones that are brown, and gather up those colours together with a similar micron. It makes it easier for the mill. And some people just want, you know, Bambi's wool sort of thing. And that's a different story. So it could be more expensive to do that because, you know, it's to set up just for your wool.
Okay.
But it is getting very, very popular.
Just out of interest, do we have a lot of alpacas here in Ireland?
We've about 4,000 to 4,500 But again, we should have probably 40,000. I mean, there's well over 60,000 in the UK. They're very easy on land. They're last a long, long time, 20 to 25 years.
And when you say we should have 40,000, like, you think we should be sort of have farms of alpacas to produce wool?
Yeah, we should have farms. I mean, I've 130 here in Mullingar, but it's getting more and more popular. One of the biggest problems is when you have a large farm like that and you have to sell animals and charge VAT, yeah, you have to charge 23%, whereas the normal, they're not part of the national herd. If they're part of the national herd, they'd be, you know, 5 or 6%, the same as cattle and sheep. And
okay.
It's just
alpaca are the new sheep. Who knew? Paul, we have to leave it there. And thank you very much for joining us. That's Paul O'Brien, who's Vice Chair of the Alpaca Association of Ireland.